Like the leaves and branches of a tree whose root has been severed, hence by discarding the path whose modes of grasping is in opposition to the innate self-grasping, the root of psychic existence, the aesthetic view of self cannot be eradicated by other paths, because realization of selflessness cannot be posited if a mind has not penetrated into the two selflessnesses. And also, since its elimination is not done like removing a thorn. In short, self-grasping is stopped by meditating with the knowledge of selflessness. So in Heart Sutra, there's mention of how all the five aggregates as well are empty of independent existence or intrinsic existence. So, because of his application of this word as well, so this implies that on top of the aggregates themselves not existing intrinsically, the very parts or the constituents of those aggregates as well are absent of intrinsic reality. And again, in terms of the Haiz Yoga Tantra, when you speak about how this the innate clear light mind or the subtle state of mind is absent of intrinsicality, so it has the affirming or implication that the self which is designated on this subtle mind as well should be lacking true existence or independent existence. In short, self-grasping is stopped by meditating the knowledge of selflessness. At that time, the conceptual errant ways of thinking cease by cessation, attachment, etc., that are rooted in the view of transitory collection cease. At that time, the actions motivated by these will cease. Without action, you will not take birth in single existence involuntarily. Have firm conviction that at that time you have attained liberation. So, when we reflect on well on these concepts, so we see that everything that that exists, the mode of existence is only by way of dependent origination. Because if something exists from its own side or intrinsically, then that should be something findable, or it should have the capacity to maintain its identity, even when the critical analytical inquiry is undertaken. But this is not the case, as such the only possibility for his mode of existence would be by way of dependent origination, by way of dependence on some other factors, and not that it sustains or it can maintain the existence from its own side. The stages of cultivating the two views of selflessness. Just as ascertainment of selflessness of phenomena on the reflection of an image is easier, and not as easy on other objects. Likewise, ascertainment of lack of inherent existence is easier on person and not as easy on the phenomena. This also, like the example, is due to the basis. So based, in the case of the easier process, it is that just as you have known the discrimination of the person, likewise, mentally applied to all others, etc. Hence, the order of meditation is definite. So if it is the case that the self is something or the person is something independently existent, then it should be either one with its aggregates or the components, or it should be something independent of the constituents, the aggregates as its constituents. And yet we see all flaws in accepting the oneness of the self and its components, and also the flaws. You can see the flaws if you accept the independent mode or the characteristic of the self, something independent of its aggregates or the components. Identifying the person. So So because that, we see the objections from very powerful reasonings to accept that the self is something one with the aggregates or the parts of the self, and also that you find a whole lot of the reasonings opposing the assertion that the self is something independent of the aggregates. As such, the only the possibility by which you can posit the existence of the self would be to say that the self exists not as an independent mode, but and nor is it one with the aggregates, but that is mental imputation or designated on these aggregates as a basis for its imputation. All individuals, ordinary and extraordinary, are only the mere I designated to the aggregates. Hence the sutra clearly speaks of the aggregates as basis of designation and a person as the phenomena designated. Since its basis of designation is not the phenomena designated, saying the aggregate is also not the view of the self of the person, the statement that the view of the self is viewing of the aggregate is made with intention to negate a self which is substantially or independently separate from the aggregate. Establishing the lag of inherent existence. On knowing the mode of grasping of the view of self as the essence of object of negation, knowing the absence of third class of the true existence is the essence of privation. Seeing fault in the two mode of existence in the essence of the aggregates automatically inducing ascertainment is the essence of the conclusion. Pure view develops when these four essences are present. Since no existence is possible other than being one or many, that this is not acceptable is also in true existence. As there is no mode of existence which is neither with parts nor partless, independent and testable, is the mode of appearance on the object of negation. Existing such imply true existence. Also, if the self and the aggregate have same entity of inherent existence, imply the total absence of the separate, accepting this imply that the self has no begetting and living of the aggregate, and that there are as many selves as the number of the aggregates. To you, if the self disintegrates when the aggregates disintegrate, this implies that the accumulative action of this life and experience in the future are inherently separate and thus would become unrelated. Accepting this would mean that one will not recall past lives thinking of such and such as the continuity as being one is refuted. If you accept that by inherent existence, the self and the aggregate are one and thus disintegrate, this would imply the impossibility of the continuity of the previous and the subsequent lives as same. Accepting this would definitely imply encountering what is not done and the dissipation of actions done. Analyzed thus, the self and the person are not found intrinsically, either as inherently one or inherently separate. Hence the self also is neither inherently one nor separate, because of such non-existence and self has not inherent existence. So, when we establish the mode of the existence of something, we say everything lacks intrinsic or true existence. So, this should not be confused or mistaken with the total nihilism or non-existence, because the kind of the reasoning that we employ to say that something is lacking independent existence, with the kind of reasoning employed is because that thing is dependently existent or originated. So if something exists by way of dependence on something else, this implies that that should be existent because it is dependent on something. Something which is totally non-existent cannot be dependent on something else. As such, the very reasoning or the very understanding that something lacks intrinsic reality informs us or infers that that thing does exist in reality or does exist, has existent as its quality and not that it is non-existent. So we should not be mistaken between the absolute non-existent and the non-existent or the intrinsic mode. So everything does exist and yet do not exist as intrinsic mode or intrinsically or independently.